Mordechai was mafresh made a korban Pesach, and before Pesach he set aside an animal for korban Pesach, umeis, and then Reuven died. The Gemara will soon say, when did he die? Before Chatzos or after Chatzos? He is Alacha lo yivienu b'no yachrov l'shem Pesach. The son cannot bring this korban anymore for korban Pesach, elu l'shem shlomim. This is one of the cases that a moisa Pesach, it's called Pesach shemesa by lehom, that the din is, it's brought for shlomim. So the son now that yashens this korban cannot use it for Pesach, rather to use it for shlomim. Yeah. The Rashi is the Hevelet Pesach shemesa bolov v'yen kan menuyin. Nobody else was appointed on this korban, only the father. So when the father died, this korban is not right to be used anymore. That's called the Pesach shemesa. The din is brought for shlomim now. Ma'amar Rafuna Breda Yeshua. Shema Mina, from the Reish of our Mishnah, we hear a tremendous Chiddush. Talaf, we hear three Chiddushim here. Shema Mina, one Chiddush is, Balei Chayim Nidochim. That even though the Behemoth is alive now, still we say, since you set aside this Nekeva, this female, for the Korban Pesach, it's not Roy, it cannot be used anymore for Korban. This animal can never be brought. And that's the Machlekes in the Gemara in Zvochim. The one man Yama says that, Kol Zaman, the animal is alive, it's never called Dichoy. It's never called pushed away. You wanted to bring it for Pesach, it can't be a Pesach. So automatically it becomes a Korban Shlomim. Our Mishnah says not like that. Even though the animal is still alive, there's no asvar from Dichoy. It's pushed aside, can never be brought. Ushmamin, another Chiddush is, Dichoy mi Korhevi Dichoy. Here, this Korban was never Roy for Korban Pesach. You took a female and set it for me a Korban Pesach. It was never Roy at the beginning. The first second you were Makdish it, you made it like a Dichoy. There's a svar that said that's not called Dichoy. Dichu means the korban was once roi, was able to be brought, and then something happened to it. So we say, since something happened to that kedusha that had fakrava, it's pushed off, can never be used. But here's the svara, it never got the kedusha fakrava yet. So maybe later, make it into a shlomim, it could get kedusha shlomim. Kamashma on the Mishnah, no. Even though at the beginning it was dichu right away, but since you meant it to be for korban Pesach, and it can't be a korban Pesach, it's like pushed away from a korban Pesach, it can never be used anymore. That's the second Kiddush. Ushma mina yesh dichu b'donim. The third Kiddush is, even though this korban is never brought metchila for kedushas akrovam. Like you're taking this nekeva dika animal, and you wanted to make them to korban Pesach. Now you can't do that. A nekeva can't be a korban Pesach. So you are makdashit metchila l'chur, it looks as if you're only makdashit that the value of this animal should like belong to Hegdish, and with the value of it, what's worth, Hegdish will take that money and buy themselves another korban. So it's also svar to say that since you only gave the kedushas damim, maybe kedushas damim that it has is not such a strong kedusha, and that's not called nitcha. Even though right now can't be used, so what? Later, make it into a korban shlomim, give it a kedushas hakrova. Maybe that could be chal on it. Kamashmon here, tremendous kedush known that even though at the beginning it only had a kedushas damim, it only was kaddish for the fact to use the value of it to sell it and use the money of it. The Hegdish, that's called the dicho that this animal can never be used for a korban anymore. And it's pushed off and you can't use it anymore. Like the Mishnah says, you have to now let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it, and then you could use the money. But it itself could never be used. Now in the Gemara, by Kotchim, these are big chedushim, because the man Yavne would say not like that. Here. Right. Turn around, Hamafresh Pitzchen, the second part of the Mishnah says, if Reuven set aside a korban Pesach, and then Reuven was mace. So when he dies, his children that yashed in this korban, it's not a korban Pesach anymore, but they can bring a fresh shlomim. So Mara says, Tana Rabbonim, Hamafresh es Pischai, Reuven set aside a korban Pesach, mace, and then he died. In benoim memuni imoi, if let's say when the father was alive, he like appointed this korban for two people, him and his son. So his son is still part of this korban Pesach. Then the locher is Yivienu l'shem Pesach. Like even though the father died, so what? But there's still somebody alive that's part of that korban Pesach. So it's not called the Pesach Shemesu by Lehem, because the son is still part of that korban Pesach, and the son is alive. So the son brings that korban for regular korban Pesach. What about Ein Benoy Memuni Moi? Let's say no, the son was not appointed, was not part of that korban Pesach. That korban was only strictly for the father. Nobody else was part of that korban Pesach. And then the father died. The locher is, that's the din of our Mishnah, Yivienu l'shem shlomim. You're allowed to be makri of that for korban shlomim. When? L'shishasar, wait till the first day of chalamoid, or else l'yudvov, or else the second day chalamoid. Is a din, l'shishasar, l'yudvov in, mashmoni the first day chalamoid, you could bring it. Ob l'tetzvav lo, but you can't bring it on the first day yomtiv. on the Yom Tov of Pesach, Midraisa Yom Tov is only the first day and the seventh day, but the first day Yom Tov, you can't bring this for Korban Shlomim. Why not? Kosova, this Tana holds, Nidorim and Nidovois ain't craving for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring Stam and Nedir and Nidova for Korban on Yom Tov, even though it's a Korban Shlomim that you're allowed to eat. But still, let's say Machlokes, the Gemara's and Beit Siyah, the Machlokes, that this one never holds, even when you bring the Korban Shlomim, the Yikr is called, you bring it to Lashem. Just Mishulchan Gevoya, you're allowed to eat the meat. So you don't have a right to Shecht and to cook that meat on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't bring the Korban Shlomim on Yom Tov. So therefore, if the father died, we'll soon see when he died, the din is the son is allowed to bring it for Shlomim, but he can't bring the Shlomim on Yom Tov. He has to wait till Mitzoy Yom Tov, till the next day. The first day, Chalamoy, that's when he brings it. This is the Chilik. If the son is part of the Korban, it's a good Korban Pesach. If the son is not part of the Korban Pesach, then only the father had the Korban by himself. Now that he died, it's not a Korban Pesach anymore, it's brought for Shlomim. For the Gemara, the Miso Avenus, when did this father die? What case are we talking about that the father died? Yeah. Miso Avenus, Eli Mademis Kaidim Chatzois, if the father died before Chatzai Sayyim, so how could you say, B'noi Mamun Imoi, that if the son was appointed on that Korban, so only one partner, the father died, but the son is still alive, so what does the Braisa say then? Yivien Lushim Pesach, that the son is allowed to bring this Korban, the same Korban Pesach, because he's alive, and he was appointed for this Korban, it's a good Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, if the father though died that morning, before Chatzai, Ho Chala Aninis Alayim Mikorah, before Chatzos came, before the Zman to bring the Korban Pesach, he's an Einin. His father died that morning. Without the father died that morning, so an Einin is not allowed to bring a Korban. So Chuvah does not have to bring a Pesach Rishon. So how could you say he has to bring a Korban? Trashi name of the Mis Kodem Chatzos, Uboi Bayoim, and that day, Hochal Aninus Alei. He's called an Einin. And so the Mace died in front of you, before Kfura, you're called an Einin. Bereisha, Vesulei Chalalech Yuvah de Pesach. But mainly you have no chiyah to bring a Korban Pesach right now. Leviya b'fnei atzmo, to bring it by yourself. Kiretnan, like we'll see later. We learned before, Kiretnan. The kulon ain't shecht and alein b'fnei atzmo. Even an oinein, you don't let him bring a Korban Pesach by himself. Even though the lochur is an oinein, is only like tomei, that one day, but at night time is lad eat kachim. So therefore, if you have an oinein, that somebody else is part of the Korban, we let you bring the Korban, and then leave it at night. But if the only person that's a part of this Korban is only the Oinein, then we don't bring it. Because we're afraid maybe the Oinein throughout the day will touch the mace, and then he won't be able to eat it at night. So therefore, if the person's an Oinein, he's the only one on the Korban, we say don't bring that Korban. Or Mastis in Ketani, our Mishnah says, Yivienu, that this son can bring it. The Mashmu Atzmai. Mashmi is the only one. So we're talking about now a Korban Pesach, that only the father and the son was part of it. So the father died. Now you have this son, he's the only one bringing this Korban. So the Mishnah before said, if you're an Oinein, you don't bring a Korban by yourself. So I could hear the Braisa say that if the father died, the son brings it for Pesach. So it can't be that the father died before Chatzos. Ela, you have to tell me, demis acha Chatzos. The father died after Chatzos. So since it came at the time of Chatzos, the Trashid Kivu and the Chal Olei did Pesach, since that Chatzos, that's the time when the Korban Pesach is Chal. It was Chal upon him, a Chiv, to bring a Korban Pesach. His Alacha Shechad Liatzmoy. We let him bring the Korban. V'loi chashinu, we won't be afraid, Shem Yivu L'Beis Apsul. We're not afraid that maybe the son, the Oinu now, will touch his father, will touch the mace, and become a Tomei mace, and won't be able to eat the Korban. Why? The Mizdaz Zoy, with Neman for sure, he's going to watch himself very carefully. Mishum Chayvas Pesach B'chalalei Mikorum. Because since that Chatzos, that's when the man Korban Pesach came. At that time, his father was alive. So he knows now, it's on his mind, I have to bring Korban Pesach. So if the father dies after Chatzos, we say, since he had a mind already to bring the Korban Pesach, he's very careful about the Korban. And for sure, he will not touch his father, and therefore at night time he'll be able to eat the meat, so we let the Korban be brought. So now we have to be talking about now that the father died after Chatzos. So that's why it's good. The father died after Chatzos, then we said the son was appointed to be part of this Korban, the son could have this Korban be brought, and at night time he'll eat it. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, what does it say? Ain't b'nai m'muni imoi. It says though, if the son though was not part of this Korban, then yivien l'shum shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for Korban shlomim. Why? Because it's called the Meister Korban Pesach. For at the Gemara, kavosei chatzos. If you're going to tell me the father was alive by chatzos, the father first died after chatzos, so at chatzos hayom and erev Pesach, this was a Korban Pesach that's ready to be brought for Korban Pesach. So Chura, since at that time was Roitim Gruot, later when the father dies, it's called Nidche. It's like pushed away that you can never use that carbon anymore. That carbon has to be cashed until it comes about Mum and sell it. But that's called Nirav and Nidche. So they can't be brought for Shlomim. So maybe we have a kasher, when did the father die? And the Gemara, we're talking about the father died before Chatzos. So the question was, what do you mean the son brings up a Korban Pesach? What does it mean the son brings up a Korban Pesach? The question is, if the son is the only one part of this Korban, and he's an Oinim before Chatzos, so the Mishnah before said, you don't let him bring this Pesach Rishon, the son waits with this Korban, and he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, because now we're afraid, maybe he'll touch his father throughout the day, so we tell him to wait for Pesach Sheni. But this carbon could be brought for Pesach Sheni. That's Shana's Brisa. So really, the father died before Chatzos, and therefore it's not brought for Pesach Rishon, but for Pesach Sheni. Abaye Abaye says, let's start in Ketoni. The Brisa means for two different cases. Meis Acha Chatzos. If the father Taka died after Chatzos, then we say Benoy Mamun Imoy, that if the son was appointed, it's Taka true. Yivien Lushum Pesach. Then we let this carbon be brought for carbon Pesach, even though the son is the only one, and he's anointing, but since it happened after Chatzos, so since that Chatzos was on the son's mind, he has to bring the Korban Pesach, we're for sure he'll be very careful about it, and he won't touch his father. But the question of this was, if the father died after Chatzos, how does it say if there's no son that is brought for Korban Shlomim, the Chura then should have been Nidche, because it was Roy for Pesach, so it's Litzadim. Now it says, Meis Kodim Chatzos, it means like this though, when is the case that's brought for Shlomim? In a different case. In the case where the father died, Koidim Chatzos, and ain't Ben Mamunimoy, and the son is not part of this carbon, so then, now that the father died, there's nobody on this carbon, and he died before Chatzos, so the time Chatzos, this carbon was never right for Korban Pesach, that's called the Moisar Korban Pesach, the locker is Yivian Lushum Shlomim, you're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. So Brisa means two different cases when it has the two different halachas. We have Shavio Amar, Li'olam Demis Li'acha Chatzos. I'll tell you no, the Brisa is talking about that the father died after Chatzos Hayom. So the question was, if he died after Chatzos, how does it say if the son is not part of it, you're allowed to bring it for Shlomim? The Chura, since at Chatzos the father was alive, it was Kaveh for Korban Pesach, and it's called Nidcha, can't be brought for Shlomim. Okegoin, Shoyoviv, Goises for Chatzos. But they were talking about the father was a Goises, was very, very sick. So it's never considered the Korban was Kaveh to be used for Korban Pesach. Because since at Chatzos, we knew right then we had a suffix. If the father will live or not, a geisus means his mom. What's the geisus? His mom is sure about. There's a sophie that will die any second now. He's a geisus. So maybe even though Chatzos was alive, but it's not called that carbon was kaveh to be a carbon pesach. It's not called like it was roi and then it was pushed away. Since he's a geisus right now, it's a sophie if it's roi. So if he dies before he brings it, it's not called nitcha. Therefore, the loch is the son is allowed to bring at the first day chalamayid for carbon shlomim. Rav Asher yomal liyerdam demis liyachah Chatzos. I say no, the father died after Chatzos. So the question was, how could it be brought for Shlomim? I lechuritz nitche. Since at Chatzos the father was alive with Roy for Korban Pesach, then you can't bring it for Shlomim anymore. I'll tell you, Reb Shimon. This price goes according to Reb Shimon Shita, not like our Mishnah says. The Omar Reb Shimon Shita is ein bale chayim nidochim. Calls the man an animal is alive, even though there came a time when they're here. At Chatzos Hayom the father was alive. This Korban was Roy to be brought for Korban Pesach. And then the father died. You don't say it's called nidche, it's pushed away now, and you can never use it anymore. No, you have Shimon Shita is, calls them on an animal's alive, there's no such thing as being nidche. You never push it away. It's alive. So if it's not roi for Korban Pesach right now, it could be bought for Korban Shlomim. And he dings like an al Mishnah also. Even if you're mafresh in a cave for Korban Shlomim, for Korban Pesach, calls them on the animal's alive, you're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. He doesn't know balachayim are not nidche. Ravina or Ravina says, the going shefrisha yacha chatzos, o meis lubaylo macha chatzos, the kosova chatzos kova, as they were talking about now, that chatzos erev Pesach was no korban around, even though the father was here, but he wasn't mafresh to korban Pesach yet. He was first mafresh to korban Pesach after chatzos. So when do we say it's called nirav nidche? It had to be around only by chatzos. Here by chatzos, the korban wasn't here and it wasn't around yet. So since it wasn't around by chatzos, it's not called, this korban was roi. So therefore, when is it roi? It's only roi if the Bailim actually brings it. But here, at 2 in the afternoon, the Bailim was makdashit, and he died at 2:30. So the korban was never brought. Since this korban was never brought for korban Pesach, that's not called nitcha.
Rashi Yerlam Dimis Achach Hatzois. The Kashla Hech Yikorav. Hech Yikorav Yishlamim. Hakavosa Hatzois Vitcha. First is Rashim, that's what Shim said. The whole of Balkan and Litcha. The next Teretz Rashi is Rabinu Abakashim Achach Hatzois. Benoi, Ubenesa Bolabach Hatzois. But don't give me my Yavien Lashem Pesach. The Chiv the Pesach Chal Gresham. Ain't going to give me my Yavien Lashem. The Chiv the Bachatzois. Adayle Hufresh. Since that Chatzois Sayyom, this Kovim was not here, ain't can Kovim Litchois. There's no Zman to say it was Kaveya for Pesach, and now it's pushed away. Ukasov Atana Didan, Chatzois Kovim. For Loi Kol Shal Zman Shchita. It's not totally the rest of the Zman Shchita. It's totally if the Kovim is here and ready to be brought by Chatzois. Then we say, once it's right to be brought, if something happens later, you can't bring it, you can't bring it at all. But here by Chatzos, it wasn't around altogether. You first made it at 1 o'clock, so even though the Bailam died at 1:30, so what? Now Lameister's carbon can be brought for Pesach, it could be brought for Shlomim. That's John the Bryson. All right, stop here.
The old Natsadiches, in the bottom Mishnah. Natsadiches, yeah. HaPesach sheNisarev b'Zvochim, a korban Pesach before Pesach got mixed up with other psochim, with the korban Eilo, with the korban Shlomim. So you don't know which is which. You don't know which animal is the korban Pesach. You don't know which is the Eilo, which is the Shlomim, or the Oshim. So Mishnah says Kulam Yiro, all three of them now. Let's say three got mixed up together. You have to let them all pasture in the fields. Achi istov until a mum comes upon them. And then it comes about Mum, now you could be paid of these kabonis, the yamachra, and you sell them, the yovi bidimei, hayofah shabahem. Now when you sell them the money, now again we have a suffix, which one is the carbon pesach, which one is the oila, which one is the carbon shlamim. So you don't know which one to bring with the money, like there are three different values. One, let's say, is worth $100, one $80, one $170. So, misafik, you have to be machmer to say whichever one you want to bring, you have to spend the most amount, the $90 one. So, therefore, the yovi v'dimei ha'yofashver, if the best one is worth $90, you have to take $90 worth, miminze, and buy a korban oila. Or v'dimei ha'yofashver, miminze. And again, with another $90, you have to buy now a korban oshim. Or else you have to bring a korban pesach, if the three got mixed up together. And now Viyav said Hamoisumi Besai. Now Lakura, you're losing out some money. Because these three animals here right now, one is worth $90, one is worth $80, and one is worth $70. So really what you're doing, you're selling them, but you have to buy now three new animals, each one worth $90. So you're losing out like $30 you're losing out. So the extra money you have to spend from yourself. If Viyav said Hamoisumi Besai, that you have to get on from your own house. Like Rashi says, Ha Pesach Shnesavu Bezvochim. Shloisha Teloyim. You have three Teloyim. Echad Shal Pesach. One was a Korban Pesach. V'yechad Shal Oshem. V'yechad Shal Oilo. V'nesarvu Ha Pesach B'nayim. And the Korban Pesach got mixed up with them. Is Alocha Kulam Yiruvu. Yiru. You have to let all three become a Balmum. And you sell them. V'yovid V'nehav Yofesh Shavim Oilo. From the most expensive one, $90 one, you have to buy a Korban Oilo worth $90. T'shema Hayof Oilo. Because you have a suffix, maybe the one, the most valuable one, that was the korban oila. Or with the meha, you offer shabem oshem. Who are then when you buy a korban oshem with this money, you also have to spend $90. Because maybe the more expensive one was the korban oshem. And the same thing when you buy a korban pesach, you have to spend $90 because maybe the most expensive one was the korban pesach. So even though you get less money now by selling them, but still you have to add your own money from your house because you have to be able to the suffix. Since you make it doesn't make enough meaning if it's one person or three people, but all of them together, if they want to bring their carbon down, this is what they have to do. They have to sell these and buy new ones. And in Asafik, you have to buy the most expensive one for three of them. Right, as Mishnah says, Nisarvu, what happened now? Nisarvu b'bechoris. What happened to the carbon Pesach got mixed up with the Bechor? And you don't know which animal is what. Is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Chaburois, Kahanim, Yoichlum. If all the people appointed upon this Korban Pesach were Kahanim, Samamonashach, the two animals got mixed up. One is a Bechor, and one is a Pesach. Now, if all the people on this Pesach were Kahanim, Samamonashach, they're allowed to eat these two behemoths. Because even whichever one is which, it's mutter for Kahanim to eat the Bechor. And it's mutter for these people, these Kahanim, to eat the Korban Pesach. Because they were part of this Korban Pesach.
So therefore, these people are allowed to eat the two animals. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to sell them, but rather the Kohanim could eat them. Rashi says, Nis'avu b'b'choris, the what's the chiluk by a korban b'chor, Shematen domon umaten dama pesach shavim. They both have the exact same avoidus. A korban pesach and a korban b'chor have the same type of azrik as dam. And both of them, v'yein tunim tenufa chazov v'shoik. You don't have to lift up the chazov v'shoik. V'loi smichu nesochim. Both of them do not have to have a mitzvah smichim, and both don't have to have a yayin brought with it. So therefore, since both korbanos have the exact same avoidum, so that when they do the avoidus or the bechorim, each one of them make a tanai, and they don't make a difference. They say whichever one is the pesach, we're doing l'shem pesach. Whichever one is the bechor, we're doing l'shem bechor. They both have the exact same avoidus, and if all of them belong to kohanim, the three people on the korban pesach are kohanim, so monoshach they're allowed to eat both these korbanos. Rashi Rav Shimon Oyma im kol achabur kulam kohanim hoyu yoichlu es kulam. Boy balayla, that night bedafka they have to eat both korbanos. The Yakriv Pesach L'Shem Pesach Kol Mokim Shu the Yavachor with L'Shem Bechor B'Kol Mokim Shein. And Echnami, when you shas you during the Avodon, you just say whichever one really it is, that's the Kavon I have for it. If this is the Pesach, I'm doing L'Shem Pesach. If this is the Bechor, I'm doing L'Shem Bechor. But Negei to eating the meat, since the only Kahanim here and Kahanim are allowed to eat both this Korban Pesach because they're part of it and they can eat the Bechor, so therefore Monashach at this night on Leil Pesach they're allowed to eat these two Kavonas together. For the Gemara Kashim, how is it mutter?